Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Tommy Two Tone from the album What's That Number Again? You give me something I can hold on to. If that's not the name of the album, it should have been. I am Paul Harris, and it's time to play the Harris Challenge. We clear the early birds off the phones. And now John Beaver, who is filling in for Dan Strauss, will take your phone calls, and you can be a contestant if you haven't played in the last 30 days. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Dan's not here because he's off celebrating his birthday. Is he the same age I am, minus 8 days?
I think so. I think that is correct.
Well, in that case, he's reached the point in his life where no one needs to know his actual age. Thanks.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think 55 is right for him. That, I know it's right for me.
Do you guys get senior discounts yet at restaurants?
No.
What age is that? 60?
I'll let you know when I get there. I know movie theaters, it's like 60 or 62.
I know Dan is already getting those discounts.
I think he's getting a different discount. I know that when you're 50, the AARP tracks you down and starts sending you all sorts of stuff, and you can never stop that mail.
Yeah.
Never, ever,
Opt
ever.
Opt out, no opting out.
No, none. So Dan is off, John Beaver's here, and Ian's here, and so are you, and we're happy to have you along for the Harris Challenge. And now we meet our first contestant of the day. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Hi, Harris. Please call me Paul.
Well, hey, I love your show.
Well, thank you.
This is a kid. I listen to it all the time.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and now you're going to get a chance to play it.
No, that was my 10-second whatever.
Okay, that was your 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
Yes.
Okay. You'd think after all this time, inflation would have adjusted it to 10 seconds, but you'd be wrong.
Yeah.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories are tumbling around like an old sock in a dryer somebody forgot to turn off. Now they come spilling out like you open up the door and you remove the little fabric softener sheet, and there's some lint, and oh, here's the sock, and it has all these questions and categories on it. And first one up today is, have you been paying attention? That's our weekly topical category. You can have that, or you can have body movies, or you can have places that start with R. Which one would you like, Pat?
The first one.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works for those of you who have not played it before and maybe joining us for the first time, which we appreciate. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and when the clock starts rolling, we'll ask Pat a series of questions, starting with the one-pointer, usually the easiest, working our way to the five-pointer, usually the hardest. Pat can answer or pass on any of those questions, and if there's time before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, he can go back and pick up any that he has passed on. At the end of that 60 seconds, we will tally up Pat's points. And, Pat, if you have gotten 8 or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
The substitute prize man!
Thank you, Paul. 12 donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant in Cotterville.
Donuts.
A $20 gift certificate from Subliminal Subs.
I had lunch from a Subliminal today. Really, really good, delicious subs. And I didn't even have a sub. I had a wrap.
Hey, that's right. You can choose both.
Yeah, delicious. There's one right here at Westport Plaza and several others all around the metro.
A pair of tickets from
Warenberg
Theaters. Plus a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
And here's the thing we added last week to the show. If you get all the questions correct, we call that a clean sweep, 15 points, then you win everything.
How about that?
A prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Now, as you know, Pat, because you've been listening to the Harris Challenge for a long time, that's the good side. The bad side, of course, is if you don't get to 8 points, if you get 7 or less, if you get not to the halfway point or better, by federal law, I don't want to do this, but as a duly licensed radio operator, I have to do it. I would have to punish you. And you understand that that's the risk, right?
Right.
Okay. Have you been paying attention to the category, Pat? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country gave Edward Snowden temporary asylum this week?
Russia.
Correct. Who told a judge at his sentencing hearing this week, I'm not a monster, I'm a normal person, I'm sick?
I can't think of his name, but it's the guy that had the three gals that he kept up.
Yeah, we need his name, but you can pass and come back to it if you want.
Pass.
What substance will be legal for medical use in Illinois next year because of a bill signed by Governor Pat Quinn this week?
Marijuana.
Marijuana is right. For 2 points each, name the two U.S. states where gay marriage became legal this week.
Was it Connecticut and Massachusetts?
Rhode Island and Minnesota. According to a new study, where do 36% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 34 live?
Like Midwest?
36% of people between 18 and 34 live at home with their parents, a number that is higher than it has ever been in history. So let's see how you did here. Oh, by the way, the guy's name in Cleveland, his name was Ariel Castro.
Right.
Yeah. So, Pat, you got the one and the three, and unfortunately, you know, that's less than seven. So I will have to punish you. And here to do that, we're going international this week with a group from Finland called Ilakalaiset. Let's all say that together. Ilakalaiset. Yeah. That's not the punishment, though. This is taking a Midnight Oil song and adding this.
Pakkasta 100 astetta, 7 metriä lunta, oli korva tunturin kupeella, kesällä loppu sodassa. Paeli, asepeli, lämpimikseen.
Sing along at home.
Tasapeli.
That's right, tasapeli.
Paeli.
Okay. Answering the question, how come no Finnish bands have made it in America? Ilakalaiset, ladies and gentlemen. Pat, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing. By the way, on Ariel Castro getting 1,000 years in jail, was that it, for the 937
yes.
Charges against him? Not the most a person has gotten in history. There was a guy from Alabama in 1981 sentenced to death for murdering his wife, his mother-in-law, and another guy. They went to jail. They went to the jury, and the jury gave him 2 life sentences plus 10,000 years in prison. 2 life sentences plus 10,000 years, also not a record. 1993, Tulsa, Oklahoma. A jury sentenced 2 rapists to a cumulative 6,475 years in prison. They got the conviction reversed, they had a new trial, and their sentences were quintupled. One of them got 11,250 years, another one got 21,250 years. Also not a record. 1994, Charles Scott Robinson, an Oklahoma child rapist, and that's the lowest form of scum you can have, sentenced to 30,000 years in prison. One of the judges on the appeals court that looked at this said, you know, 30 years from now, there might not be a mankind. This is absurd. But the 30,000-year sentence stood, but was not a record. That goes to a Spanish mailman named Gabriel Granados, who in 1972 was charged with failing to deliver the mail. 42,768 letters he didn't deliver. They gave him 9 years for each letter for a total of 384,912 years in prison. That's a little much. The child rapist only got 30,000
really?
Years.
Really? Just not delivering the mail?
Yeah, that seems ridiculous. It seemed ridiculous to the appeals court, too. They knocked it down to 14 years and 2 months.
Oh, well, there you go.
Let's meet our next contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for asking. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I wish you got more airtime. I'm not AM in the PM. And to a story you talked about 3 weeks ago, if I ever threw up in a cab and they tried to make me pay $150, I'd tell the company it was a cab driver's fault that I threw up for driving so bad. You ever been in a cab?
Many times.
They don't drive so well sometimes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we call in the comedy business a callback.
Thank you.
Bob, here are the categories. Body movies, places that start with R, or we add a new third category for you called Hits of the 80s.
Oh, this is tough. I'll go with Hits of the 80s.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which group did Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Pass.
Which group did Karma Chameleon?
That would be the Culture Club.
Correct. Which group did Sweet Dreams Are Made of This?
Pass.
Which group did Girls on Film?
Pass.
Chose the category of his own free will.
I did.
Category, question five. Which group did Come On, Eileen?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. Which group did Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
The Archies? I know it's wrong.
Wham.
Wham.
Which group did Sweet Dreams Are Made of This?
I know the songs, I just can't think of the groups. I guess I'm going to have to be punished.
You can take Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, Girls on Film, or Come On, Eileen.
Can't think of any other group.
Well, then we'll just throw everything over here. The Sweet Dreams Are Made of This was the Eurythmics, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. Girls on Film would be Duran Duran. Come On, Eileen. Ian?
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Correct. And Bob, all you ended up with was 2 points for Culture Club, which means you have to hear from a band that wasn't nearly as big as any of those. Once again, from Finland, please welcome Ilakalaiset. All right, that's enough. You know, I remember when they played a gig and the manager said, "You guys are finished." And he said, "No, no, 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 we are finished." Sorry.
Boom.
Sorry you had to hear that, Bob. But thank you very much for playing. Here comes our third contestant for today. Hello, Austin.
How you doing today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay. Three categories on the board: body movies, places that start with R, or the new third category, assorted stuff, which I think may be leftover questions from other categories in years gone by. Which one would you like?
Let's go with places that start with R.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Austin. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the smallest of the 50 states?
Rhode Island.
Correct. What was Olympic gymnast... I'm sorry, where? Where was Olympic gymnast Nadia Comăneci born?
Romania.
Correct. Where is Carnival held each year?
Rio.
Correct. What mountain range has a Major League Baseball team named after it?
Rockies.
Correct. What state capital is closest to the nation's capital?
Rochester.
I asked you first. Did you say Rochester?
Yes, I did.
Rochester, New York?
That's what I'm going with. That's not right, though, because, yeah, Rochester, why not?
Capital of New York is Albany. The closest would be Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia.
But here's the good news, Austin. You got the 1, 2, 3, and 4, 10 points. You're a winner.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Hang on, and Beav will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet our next contestant. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Say hi to my wife and daughter, and let's go Buffalo Bills.
Well, if you're going to say hello to your wife and daughter, they would like to have their names said.
Oh, Leah and Sailor.
Okay. We have two categories left, body movies or assorted stuff.
Let's do the movies.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Eric, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did Kevin Costner protect in The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston?
Correct. What was the profession of William Hurt's character in Body Heat?
I don't know.
In what movie did Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin share a body?
Body Double?
It was called All of Me.
Okay.
Who directed Melanie Griffith in a movie actually called Body Double? Was it Brian De Palma, Barry Sonnenfeld, or Steven Soderbergh?
Steven Soderbergh.
Brian De Palma. In what 1978 movie do a group of people discover the human race is being replaced one by one with clones devoid of emotion?
Can you repeat that?
In what 1978 movie do a group of people discover the human race is being replaced one by one with clones devoid of emotion?
I pass.
Well, we're going to run out of time before I can ask you the William Hurt question again. William Hurt was an attorney in Body Heat. Very, very sexy movie.
Okay.
And the one with the clones devoid of emotion was the radio station I used to work for.
No, wait a minute. No,
but the movie, the movie that was based on that radio station was Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Ah, okay.
Eric, you only got 1 point for Whitney Houston. Bad. And yes, I'm sorry, that means you also have to enjoy the song stylings from Finland of Like a Laser.
Kaikki joskus vielä kostetaan, Jägermeisterit lotrataan.
You know, if you Shazam this, Shazam says, I have no freaking idea.
Kairalla parkuva.
Why are you so mad? Oh, because the bed is burning, I understand.
Pakkaukopartio, peitikut.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you know, I always thought of Finland and Finnish as a nice, gentle, soothing kind of country. I may be wrong. I know they have the best education system in the world.
Yes.
But that guy sounds really pissed.
They sound, yeah, the same kind of a thing with the German language.
Yeah.
You always sound angry.
Yeah, for some reason. let's see. Eric, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I'm glad you played, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Here's our final contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just a happy birthday to my youngest son, Ryan. He turned 4 on the 31st. So that's about it.
Happy birthday, Ryan. The category up here on the board, Jim, is assorted stuff. No two questions about any particular thing. So let's play the Harris Challenge. On average, is it warmer at the South Pole or the North Pole?
South Pole.
Did you say North or South? I couldn't hear you.
South.
South is wrong. It's North. What was the tallest building in the world, when a B-25 bomber accidentally crashed into it in 1945?
Funny thing, I was just there last weekend at the Empire State Building.
Correct. Approximately how many tennis balls are used during the 2 weeks of Wimbledon? 4,200, 42,000, or 420,000?
I'll go 42.
You're correct. Which is the first word of the preamble to the United States Constitution?
We.
Correct. We the people. For 1 point each, name 5 of the 7 deadly sins.
Covet thy neighbor's possessions, adultery.
No, you're going to the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
We wanted the 7 deadly sins.
They're kind of the same thing.
In the Venn diagram of life, they overlap a little bit.
Yes.
We have pride, covetousness.
Oh, yeah.
Lust, gluttony, anger, envy, and sloth.
Sloth's my favorite.
Poor little sloth. Always last on the list. And you know why? Too slothful. Jim, let's see. By the way, the North Pole averages minus 21 Fahrenheit. The South Pole, minus 56. Those of you who are keeping track on your home thermometers. Jim, you got the 2, the 3, and the 4. And that's 9 points, and you're a winner.
All right.
We end the week with 2 winners out of 5, and that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.